about to go Jungle Boogie on their asses. Yeah? Ah, yes. Hey, so I went to the Capitol this week. Had me a good time, but it wasn't, you know, till Friday. Of course, you know, there's no legislators, especially Republicans. Sometimes there's staff and people around, but, you know, why do you people listen to people that work like 2 days a week and it's not even work? It's not labor, that's for sure. At least in D.C., what do they, you know, they say, well, it's pretty much Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. And then they take jets and private whatever rides to wherever they go for the next 3-4 days. On us, by the way. But look at, you know, in Wisconsin, I mean, Robin Voss, what a clown. You're like the head of the assembly, and you're like this fiscal conservative guy, and you're wasting all this money on this fake election stuff, paying this fat bastard, you know, former injustice, Gableman, right? $11,000 a month to run this, you know, we got to check, make sure this, you know, and then Voss even doubled down, said, you know, well, it was, you know, there were some things wrong with the election. Yeah, there were a few Republicans that voted twice. We know that. I mean, could you be more specific, Robin? Or did you lay another egg today on Wisconsin? Because his comments on the $686,000 that he's blowing, keeping this guy eating whatever he eats, you know, basically eating the future of your children here in Wisconsin. What the hell's wrong with this state, man? How much longer are we going to sit back and take this clown? And he says, Gableman says, well, I don't really understand how elections work. Well, let me explain it to you. I'll keep it as simple as I can. There's like two candidates, and people choose on which one, and the guy with the most votes wins, idiot. Like, you didn't know that. You've been elected before as a judge. Speaking of judge, you guys showed a poor judge of character when you put that guy in. But I don't understand what it is with the ignorance of people that allows them to spew all this, you know, Trump nonsense, voting for Republicans. Do you guys realize that, like, you're too stupid to know that you're stupid? Did you ever consider that? That's what stupid means. Because stupid people don't think they're stupid. I know. I used to be stupid. Okay. Let's get stupid. Do I need to start a show like that? Do it after midnight, too, so I can swear on a podcast somewhere. Because, I mean, it's just so outrageous. But I went to the Capitol and, you know, I'm talking to one of the friendly police officers, you know, protect and serve guys. There's quite a few of those guys out there, right? And then, you know, once they get to know a guy like me and my sense of humor, and, you know, this lady's like, she's asking him, well, where are the restrooms? And he goes, okay, well, you go down the hall here, and to the left are the women, and to the right are the men. And then as she got out so she couldn't hear, I looked at him, and I go, what about the ones in the middle? Because he knows that they, you know, in Wisconsin, they're trying to legislate, you know, these extra special bathrooms to single people out so that, you know, people can look at them, go in the bathroom and go, aah! And now we know that there's all over the place, they've got these all, it doesn't matter what your gender is when you go to the bathroom, because you go in and the stalls are up to the wall of the ceiling, right? So you can just go in and you can lock the thing. Right? Just like if somebody came to your house, you know, sorry, man, the women's bathroom is downstairs in my house. Right? Oh, wait, that's a cat litter box you're smelling. And my mom, again, you know, I'm like, hey, you know, I scoop it every day, man. But yeah, it can be bad, right? Unless it's your own. We talked about that last week. But listen, and Voss is going to say that, well, I'm not keeping track of how this money's being spent. Oh, because it's only, what, twice the amount you got for, PPP, unforgivable loan of $298,000? So, $686,000, that's not much, right? The waste of tax dollars and the wasted opportunities, like when you go back to, high-speed rail, and then you do the Foxconn debacle, right? I mean, it just gets worse and worse in this state. At some point, we got to John Deere their asses across the entire state and nationally. And I know I said that, you know, on a friend's show, and they were like, no, this is America, and we don't, this America sucks, man. I guess if you're doing okay, and you're getting laid on and long and tooth or whatever, because, you know, my time's going to be shorter probably than some of these guys that are 80, and I'm only 60. Just because, you know, some people live so well, they don't die, man. They can never die. But it's true. Life gets short when you're working hard, and you're telling me, hey, don't mess with me when I'm stressed. You know, that's what's wrong with the world. The world's stressed. You're driving down the road. I mean, I should give a class on how to stay alive on the road. Except I'm not sure I really know how to stay alive on the road. You know, I went through a bunch of crap with the accident I had, and the insurance company didn't cover it, and I got my everything straightened out after being suspended for a year. Yeah, and so all those days I drove and you guys didn't catch me, too bad. I got caught twice. You know, once not even knowing that it was suspended. The second time, you know, it's really hard not to drive a car when you need to do some things like go to the doctor and stuff like that. But that this one I probably shouldn't have got. It was the time of day that I was driving. And that's when those guys do the plate reading from the church parking lots. So I found out the hard way. Well, I get this SR22 says that I'm a high-risk driver. And, oh, my God, please, can I get a device to put in my car with this SR22 stuff so you can see how I drive? And sure enough, they send you that. And then they send me a revised version of what, you know, it's going to be $486 for 6 months. And I'm like, well, that's not bad considering all we've been through with nobody wanting to pay for this accident, even though I had coverage. And now it's $1,000. They send me the reversion. Yeah. $1,000. 6 months. See you in 6 months. When she touches, can't resist her. I'm a puppet.